Welcome back to our Gemara learning together. Today we're learning Maseches Tainis, Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph. We began it yesterday on Shabbos, and we're continuing. We'll start from the beginning, and we'll do Zayin, Amud Aleph together, as always, in the merit of the hostages. They should return home. The soldiers should be safe. Israel should emerge victorious from this war. Yesterday, during the when we were live, I mentioned that a lot of these agadotas, I really don't know what they mean. There's a lot of depth to it, but you need to be trained, and you need to have the understanding of what exactly is going on here. However, I did a quick look just into some of the Rishonim and some of the Mefarshim just to get a little bit of understanding, because as we'll see in a minute, the Gemara starts comparing the rain to the day of the world greater than the day the world was created. Rain is, Keneged Tchias HaMesim, the day is greater than the day it rains than when the Torah was given. It's kind of baffling. Like, really? A day that rains, it happens all the time. Seemingly, it's part of nature, and yet it's greater than when God reveals himself to the entire Klal Yisrael, or Tchias HaMesim, etc. So, I guess one approach to take, and again, it's very simply and briefly, and maybe we'll give a shiur about this one. I know I always say I'll give a shiur, come ask me, but maybe next Shabbos we'll speak about it a little more, and we'll speak about agadahs in general if I have the time to prepare this week. Is what the Gemara is really driving it is, although rain looks like it's part of the natural course of events, rain is not natural at all. It's purely from the grace of God. And the same way Tchias HaMesim, revival of the dead, is an act of God, so too rain is. And that's perhaps why the Grub points out it's sporadic. We don't always know. Sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't rain. Why are there times of droughts? What's going on here? Again, the whole idea is rain, it comes as a response to the way we act, God grants us rain. So that's kind of what's going on here, but that's just very briefly. Let's begin. Amar Rabbo, Godly Yom Gesham Mit Tchias HaMesim. A day of rain is greater than the day of Tchias HaMesim. Yil Tchias HaMesim LaTzadikim, because Tchias HaMesim is for the righteous. Yil Gesham Ben HaTzadikim Ben LaRishayim. Whereas rain benefits everyone, both righteous and the wicked. Upliy Rav Yosi and Rav Avo, argues Rav Yosi, Amar Rabbo, Tel Shu Shkula Tchias HaMesim, since rain is equivalent to Tchias HaMesim, Kavu b'tchias HaMesim. He's not arguing. He's. I guess he's saying with it that since rain is in tchias HaMesim, therefore we place the mentioning of rain in the bracha of in the bracha of the resurrection of the dead of tchias HaMesim. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Gadol Yom Gesham Miyom Shenit B'Dora. The day that rains is as momentous or as great as the day the Torah was given. Shneimar Yarv K'Matar Lechi, my teaching shall drip down like the rain. And ain't lechach el Torah, as we know. Shneimar ki lech ratov nesat lechem torasi al tazovu. So again, we see there Torah is lechach. Rav Amar Yosim Yom Shnitim Torah. Actually, the day it rains is more. It's more important or greater than when Torah is given. Why? Shneimar yarav kamat lechi. My teaching shall drip down like the rain. Now, me nitla lemi. What is compared to what? Havi Omar katan this legadol. The thing that's smaller is compared to the greater thing, and therefore. Rami Kasev Yar, meaning to say that the rain is being compared, the Torah is being compared to the rain, which implies that the rain is the greater thing. Rabbi Ramar Kasev Yar Kimatar Lechi. It says in one place, my Torah shall drip down like the rain. Kasev Tiza Ketal Imrasi. My speech shall flow like the dew. Im Talmud Chacham Hagonu. If it's a Talmud Chacham of good character, Ketal should be like should be like dew. And as we know from previously, dew always exists. The world can't exist without dew. Dew is very gentle. It doesn't affect anything other than in a beneficial way. Imlav. Whereas if the Talmud Chacham does not behave in a way that's befitting of a Talmud Chacham, Arifu Kamatar. It breaks his neck like a violent thunderstorm. Tanya learned in a bright side. But no, Omer. Anyone who learns Torah for its sake, Torah becomes a samachayim, a elixir for life. It's a tree of life for those who cling to it. And it should be like a cure that enters through your navel. One has found me has found life. Anyone learns Torah not for its own sake, nasa l'samamavis, it becomes a poison. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, yarav kimat lechem, my teaching shall drip down like rain. Ve'ein arifa la hariga, and the word arifa means to break, to kill. Shenemar, as we learn by Egla Rufa, v'afer shem as Egla v'nachal, that they break the neck of the calf there in the riverbed by the Egla Rufa, that case where they find the dead person. They don't know who it is. They find the John Doe, so they kill. They break this neck of the Egla Rufa there. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu Zeira li leis neimar lisni. He says to him, "Father, can you teach me something?" So Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu says to him, "Chalish libi v'lai chan. I'm not feeling great. Leimar mar milz tagadah. Does it teach me some hagadah?" Amar le Hachim Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "My deksiv ki adam eitz asada. A man is a tree of the field. Ki adam eitz asada. Is a man really a tree of the field? Let me show him deksiv ki menu tochav oselo ticharis. We learn for you eat from it and you may not cut it down. I mean, the issue about tashlis is you're not allowed to destroy a fruit bearing tree. Ostashlis vicharis, you can destroy it. But then it later says ostashkaris, you should destroy it and cut it down. Hachkits, what's going on here? In tamachachum gagunu, if a tamachachum is a proper character, mimetotochel, then you should eat from him as and learn from him. But ostalo tacharis, and certainly not cut him down. Vim lav, but if the tamachachum is not a proper character, ostashlis vicharis, you should destroy him and cut him down. You should shun him, i.e., you should not learn from him. Amr Chama, Amr Rabbi Chanina, Ma'adik Siv Barzel Yachad, iron sharpens iron. Lomer Chama Barzel Zeh, Echad Mechadad Es Chaveir, just as when you rub two blades together, two pieces of iron together, they sharpen each other. Afshani Tamid Chachamim, Mechad Zeh Zeb Halacha. Two Tamid Chacham will sharpen each other when they learn in Halacha. Amr Rabbi Marav Chana, why is Torah compared to fire? Halo ka devar ha'esh num Hashem. Is my word not like fire, says God? Lom lecha ma'in esh enu dolag yachid. Just as a fire does not ignite from a single piece of wood. After a Torah, enu miskayemes b'yachid. So too, the word of fire not retained by someone who studies on his own. And Yosef bar Chanina, ma'adik siv cherev al abadim, alu a sword upon those who are alone. And they shall become fools. Cherev al sonehen shall tamid chachamim. A sword upon the enemies of the Torah scholars. Shows the Baba Torah. Those who engage in Torah study on their own without partners. Again, we're trying to reiterate and reinforce this idea that when you learn by yourself, so you end up making mistakes or not seeing the whole picture. And it's when you have two people together, so they catch each other in their mistakes, as well as they help fill out and really get to the depth of the matter, because they can. Each of them sees an angle the other one doesn't see, and together they get the full picture. They become foolish when you learn it yourself. You become fools. You end up sinning because you interpret things wrong. It says here, they become fools. It says there, that which we have acted foolishly and that which we have sinned. Okay. And if you can say, you can learn from here. Again, they're reinforcing this idea. You're prone to mistakes and you learn by yourself. Nelu Sarit Son, the officers of Son have become fools. Hisu Es Mitzrayim, they have led Egypt astray. Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lama Nunchal Dir Torah Ke'etz, why is Torah compared to a tree? Shnemar Eitz Chayim Hi Lama Chazikim Bo. Lomer Luchat to tell you, my Eitz Katan Madlik as a Gadol, just as a little wood could ignite a large tree. No, in fact, that's how you make a fire. The first level is kindling, and then you have the smaller branches, and then you work yourself with the larger branches. So you ignite the kindling, that will light first, and then that will ignite the larger branch until you burn the largest branches. So after Nechum Kitan and Mechadim as a Gadolim, so too young minds sharpen the minds of the older ones. The Haini Damer of Chanina, Harbi Lamadim Rabosa. Rav Chanina says, I learned much from my teachers, Mechaveri Yosemi Rabosa, and from my colleagues, I learned more from my teachers, Mutamide Yosemi Kulan, and from my students, I learned more from them all. Rav Chanina Bar Papa Rami, Rav Chanina Bar Papa said the following, Kasiv, Likra Same Haisamayim. It says, bring water to those who are thirsty. And we interpret that to mean that if someone needs to learn, go to them and teach them. Except elsewhere it says, how we call someone l'chomayim. It says elsewhere, anyone who's thirsty, go to water. So what is it? Should the student go to the teacher, or the teacher go to the student? So in tam l'chacham ha'gonu, if the student is proper, l'kos tam l'chomayim, bring the water to him. V'im lav, call someone l'chomayim. If not proper, then the student goes to the teacher. Rechani racham arami, siv yafitsu ma'inasech l'chutza, your wellspring should spread outwards, meaning you should teach Torah to others. V'ksiv, you should be alone, as you should not teach. What does it mean? In Tamil Chagun, who if you have a student who's proper, you have food to manage, teach them. Then love you lachal levatcha. Then you should learn alone. Don't teach him. Okay. Omar Rav Chanina Bar Idi. Why is water Torah compared to water? Diksiv have you called Tamil Chamayim? Anyone's thirsty, go to water. Lomar Chad to tell you, Ma'amayim Nichan Welcome Gavoa. How does water flow? It goes from high ground to low ground. After the Torah, Amos Kaim and Elabimi should die to Shvala. Town Torah is only going to be the sky. It's only going to last. It's only going to work. Torah is only going to be retained by those who are humble, like water again that flows downwards. Bamarab Oshia Lama Dibra Nimshal Dibra Torah Lish Loshin Mashkin Halalu. Torah is compared to three liquids. Why? Mayim, yayin, uchalav. In different scriptures, in different places, water, wine, and milk. Diksev, one place says how you call Tomayim. There's an aforementioned pasuk that water is compared, Torah is compared to water. Uksev, lichu shivru, v'ochlu, lichu shivru, below kesef. Uboli machi, yayin, uchalav. And elsewhere it says, go buy and eat. Go buy wine and milk without money and eat and at no cost. This pasuk is found in Yishayahu. Lamelcha, this is to tell you, ma'ashlosh ma'ashkanlolo. Just as three liquids, Amos, Gemin, Elabin, Bachlan, Shivakalim. How do you preserve them? You put them in inferior vessels. You put them in earthenware vessels. After the Torah, Amos, Gemin, Elabin, Misha, Daito, Shvala, are only retained by someone who is very humble, exceedingly humble. Now we're like, right to the Kesar, the Rav Yehoshua ben Hananiah. So listen to the following story. The Kesar's daughter says to Rav Yehoshua ben Hananiah, E Chachma, Mufara, Begbli, Mukhar. She says to him, whoa, such wisdom is in such an ugly vessel, referring to him, who apparently was not the prettiest sight. Amar lo, he said to her, Avicha Rami Chaim Rebbe Meni Depachra. Does your father put his wine in earthenware vessels which are ugly? Amar le, she said to him, Ela b'mayim b'timru, well, what should he put them in? Amar le, Atun dechashtu Rami Meni dehave v'kaspa. You are of nobility, so put your wine in vessels in gold, in vessels of gold and silver. So what did she do? As the Vamr Lay Lab, well, she goes to her father and says, Why don't let's put all our wine in silver vessels or gold vessels? Remember the Khaira Mani Dahab of Kasba the gift, so they did what he said, and what happens? It became sour, it became vinegar. Also Amr Low, so they came back and said this, Amr Lay Leverta, he says to his daughter, Man Amr Lahaki, who gave you this terrible suggestion? Amr Lay, Rabbi Shuban Khanani, Rabbi Shuban Khanani told me this. Kar Amr Lay, so they quickly called him they called him in front of the Caesar. Amr Le Hachi, and he says to him, why did you tell my daughter to do this? You ruined all my wine. Amr Le, Kihechi Damar Ali, Amr Lach. As she spoke to me, I replied to her, as in, she thought it was strange, you know, I was ugly, and yet I knew so much Torah. So I said to her, look, don't judge things by the covers. You know, only Torah can be, just as Torah can only be, just as wine can only be preserved in low or, you know, not the nicest looking vessel, so too Torah as well. So how you got Shapi Degarmi? He said, oh, they're beautiful people who knew how to learn. So the answer, turn the page. Yihavi Sago, if they were, even less handsome, Safi Havigarbi, they would have been more learned. Again, not totally sure what this means, but it could probably mean someone who focuses too much on vanity. Davracher, why is Torah compared to wine, water, and milk? These things become spoiled through inattention, through not paying attention. After Torah, they become forgotten when you neglect them. We don't review them. Omar Rav Chama Bar Chanina. The day that it rains is greater than the day that heaven and earth was created. The skies will shower from above, and the heavens will rain down righteousness. Tiftach Aris, the earth will open up. And salvation and charity will proliferate. Tatzmiach Yachad, and will cause salvation to spring up together. Ani Hashem Brasich, I am Hashem who created. Brasichim will never, doesn't say I created in plural, rather Ela Brasiv, rather I created it. That's referring to the rain, not the whole world. The day that it rains, even all sort of Yeshua's salvation proliferates. Tiftach aretz v'yifru rasha. The earth will open up and salvation will proliferate. Omar Rav Tanchum Bar Chalina. So this is going to be a number of teachings to show us how rain is associated with the spiritual greatness of people. Grain does not fall, unless the sins of Israel have been forgiven. Hashem, you have favored your land with rain. Shav is Yaakov, you have returned the captivity of Yaakov. Nos is Avon Amcha, you have forgiven the iniquity of your nations. Kasius kol chata sela, you have covered up their entire sin. Amrle Ziri midahavis Ravina. Ziri of the Havis said to Ravina, Otim Yachim Nasim, like you want from there. Adam Yachim Nasim, I can learn from what we say every day. And you, heavens, forgive the sin of your servants. Again, that when it rains, clearly God forgives us. And this goes back to the thesis we advanced in the beginning, that rain is not a natural thing, rather it's an act of divine grace. Wind is not withheld. Unless the enemies of Israel are condemned to destruction. Whenever the Gemara says the enemies of Israel, it's a euphemism for the Jewish people. The dry and the warm season steal the water of the snowy season. And they have sinned to the death. Okay, so a prolonged dry season or drought is a response to the Jewish people's sins. If That's the pasuk we say every day, and that is that he will restrain the heavens, there will be no rain, and he will swim, and everyone will swiftly die. Omer v'chizda. Why is rain withheld? Because people don't separate the appropriate trumas and maestros. Shenemar, tsiya gam chom yigozlim mei sheleg. The dry and the warm season steal the waters of the snowy season. My mashma, tanz be'er avi yishmael, b'shvil dvarm shetzivisi eslem b'yimos l'chama. Because of the things I commanded you during the summer, as in when there is produce, for the lost season you didn't do, yigozlu mechem mei sheleg b'yimos l'chama. I will steal from you in the winter season. As I say, you didn't do what was appropriate in the summer season, during the harvest season, and then in the winter season when it's supposed to rain, I'm going to steal from you the rain. I'm Rav Shimon ben Pazi, and you're showing Neratan Elabishvil Misapri Lashon Hara. Rain is withheld because people speak Lashon Hara, Shnemar, Ruach Tzafo and Techalel. The north wind prevents the Geshemin, prevents the rain. Nizam in Lashon Sesar, and shows an angry face when there's secretive talk. Amr of Sela, Amr of Hamnuna, and you're showing Neratan Elabishvil Azepanam. Rain is withheld because people are arrogant. Shnemar, Vyaminu Revavim Makosh Love Haya. The showers have been withheld, and there has been no late rain. Because of you had the forehead of a zona of a prostitute who refused to be ashamed. Anyone who is brazen, sof nichshava aveir, will ultimately end up stumbling. You had the forehead of a zona because you refused to be ashamed. No, if they're brazen, it's evident they already stumbled, they already sinned. It says in the past tense, it does not say you will have, it says they had. Anyone who is brazen, you can call him a wicked person. A man who is brazen, call him wicked to his face. You can hate them. The boldness of his face will be transformed. Altik Rei Yeshuna, don't read it as transformed. Ella Yisana, we must be hated. Omar Rav Katina, English on Neratz and Ella Bishvil Bittel Torah. Rain is withheld because people are neglect learning Torah. Shneamar Baatz Baatz Latiam Yimoch Hamikra. Through laziness, the roof collapses. Bishvil Atzlis Shayyib Bisrael, because of the laziness of the Jews. Shall ask the Torah because they're on YouTube rather than learning Torah. Nasasona Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Mach. The enemy of the Jewish of the Holy One becomes impoverished. That is, he does not provide rain. Ve'imach ela'ani, and mach means a poor. Shnemar v'imachu me'arkecha. And if he's too poor for the assessment, this is talking about by the erchin. Ve'imikra ela'kadosh baruchu, and the word of mikra, roof, refers to God. Shnemar ha'mikra ma'im elisa, who roofs his upper chambers with water. Rav Yosi Yomar me'alcha, Rav Yosi, we can learn from here. Va'ata lo yiru ar, and when they do not see light, the skies are patchy, but the wind blows and clears them. They ain't RL Torah, light is Torah, ain't RL Torah, like Hudmosa over Vesimcha, Shinemar, another place, Kiner Mitzvah, Torah are. For a mitzvah is a candle, Torah is light. The skies are patchy, what does that mean? Time to be very small. I feel the Shasha Rock and Nasa, Bahorin, Baharin, even when the skies compose a patch of the clouds, Lahar Talamatar. And there's enough of it to bring down dew and rain. Ruach over Torah. The wind blows and clears the sky, so that doesn't happen. As in, people don't learn Torah, so then the sky gets cleared of the rain clouds. Okay, Amar L'Rav Ami, Engisham Naratz and Elab Oven Gezel. Rain is withheld when people steal. Shenemar, Akapayan Kisa Ar. With clouds, he conceals rain. But Oven Kaper Kisa Ar. Because of the sin of Kapayim, God conceals the Ar. Vein Kapayim El Chamas. The word Kapayim refers to theft. Shenemar umina chamas asher bekapayim, and from the theft which is in their hands, kapayim. Then our elamutar and or refers to rain. Shenemar yafitz anan oro, he scatters his rain, his cloud, which is in the word is or there as well. Ma'ad kantas, what is the remedy if it's not raining? How do you make it rain? Yar betfila daven tremendous amount. Shenemar v'yatzu alav b'mafgia. And God commands the rain to fall because of the petitioner. Ain pigia el tefila. The word pigia means tefila. Shenemar v'ata al tespal v'ad om hazev v'al tefgat bi. And you shall not pray on behalf of this nation, and do not entreat tefgat me. This means that tefgat is tefila. V'al my rav ami ma'adik siv im kiha habarzul hu lo panim kilkol. If the iron is dull, no one and does not want its and one does not want its edge. In risu kisha hikav arzul. This means to say the sky is dull as iron. Mahalud talamutar. mean to say, and that it's dull in the sense that there's no dew and rain, Mishal Maisad Dar, it's because of the deeds of the generation, Shem Kukulin, because they are degenerate, Shnemar, that says, Hu lo pandam kilko, and they did not beseech the face of God, and it's because they're degenerate. Matakansa, what's the remedy? Yisgabra Barachim, they should persist in prayer, Shnemar, v'yachalim yigbar. Nevertheless, the legions will persist, but Yitron Hakishar Chama, and the but the advantage of wisdom is greater. All the more so, it would rain would have fallen had the deeds been perfected before, as in had they never sinned in the first place. Okay, I know it's a bit I don't even know what to say here, all over the place today, but hopefully it's gonna clear up and become more clear as we get more to halachic gemaras coming up. I wish you all a wonderful day.